At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's posted on the iHeart app, the John and Ken On Demand Podcasting, and listen to what you missed. In fact, you've already missed our celebration of Mark Ridley Thomas. Going to be thrown in prison.
Well, we're not done, right?
No, we're not.
2 hours of show
left. We're going to celebrate again next hour.
We will. Well, we'll repeat, though, the exciting news. He does get 3.5 years. In federal prison, that was a sentence today of a judge in the case of corruption against the former Los Angeles City Council member and, of course, also longtime L.A. County supervisor. I think before that, he was in the state legislature. Oh, good Lord. Longtime hack. And he decided to fight this. His co-defendant did a plea deal. He would not. He thought that he could beat it. He did not. So he gets 3.5 years. What we understand in the last hour is he will not have to surrender until November 13th. To begin serving that prison time.
That's a long time.
It is. Today is August 28th. That is a long time.
Why is he being given that kind of a break?
Because,
somebody,
I don't know.
Somebody get paid off?
And we understand he's still going to try to appeal somehow. We're not sure. He went to the judge with his first appeal who turned him down, the same judge that was presiding over the trial.
Nothing to appeal. He did it. He even admitted he did it. He just said he thought it was in a gray area.
The man we would certainly like to see out of office next year is the Los Angeles County District Attorney, George Gascon. And if you missed it last hour, it's worth listening to in the podcast because the mayor of L.A. has a new nickname on the John and Ken Show. That's Mayor Bascon, right?
Yeah, that's right. Karen Bascon.
That's right. Because she basically follows the same policies as this dupe that's been the DA since 2020. And, of course, all hell is breaking loose in the criminal justice system of L.A. County because of this hack.
And she went on TV with Alex Michelson on Friday night and said that this rash of smash and grabs is not caused by lax sentencing. It's caused by the profit motive.
Yeah, nothing to do with consequences.
God. Yeah. So that's
just, there's just too much money to be made, so people are doing it.
Yeah. Right. Like that wasn't true before, right? Thieves just suddenly figured out in 2023 that if you steal stuff, you can make money. Wow.
We have another challenger to George Gascon for next year's primary. And, of course, it's a familiar name to anyone that's listened to the John and Ken Show for any period of time. It's Eric Sadal, who is vice president of the L.A. County Association of Deputy district attorneys, and of course, an LA County deputy DA himself. So let's bring him on and talk about his announcement.
Eric, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited about this this move, and I'm very excited about bringing the LA County DA's office into the 21st century with my candidacy. So I'm very excited about this. I think we can do a lot of good changes, and I think that the LA County DA's office will be a model for the rest of the country when I get elected.
What made you decide to get into the race?
Well, I think that the office needs to go to a different direction, and clearly Gascon's direction has been a complete failure to Los Angeles. I don't even think we need to have a debate about that. That's been pretty clear. But I also think we need to make sure that people are not repeat offenders in our criminal justice system. We have to look at ways and alternatives to get them out of our system. But we also have to keep people accountable, and we have to make sure that violent criminals in particular are held accountable. And I think I have a good plan about how to reduce violence in Los Angeles and other quality of life issues here in Los Angeles County.
What did you think about the mayor's comment that these smash and grabs have nothing to do with consequences? It's all about profit. Did you understand that?
Well, I think what's happening right now in terms of smash and grab is a symptom of the fact that people are not held accountable, that they are immediately released. This cite and release smash and grab policy has been an abject failure. And I'll tell you, one of the things I really strongly believe in is if Los Angeles is going to continue to be an urban center, you have to protect your public spaces, and you have to make sure that people feel safe in those public spaces. And part of that is, our shopping centers. People have to feel safe in their shopping centers. They have to feel that they're not going to be attacked or they're not going to see an armed robbery. That is essential if we're going to keep an urban core in Los Angeles.
Well, you see what happens when there's no consequences in San Francisco. The retail districts are simply gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're empty.
Nordstrom's closed this week.
That is one of the things that's kind of inspired me about this whole campaign, is that if we're going to make sure that Los Angeles continues to be an urban city, in other words, where people go to the urban centers of this city, and we don't want to follow the path of San Francisco, you have to protect those public spaces. You have to make sure that criminals are held accountable. You have to make sure that after they are arrested, they are put in custody and they are charged properly. You have to make sure that there's not a backlog. We have a backlog of 13,000 cases in Los Angeles County right now.
13,000? 13,000
unfiled cases.
Hold on. But when people hear that, the average person, their brain freezes up. So you're talking about there's 13,000 cases where somebody's been arrested, charges have been laid out, it's presented to Gascon's office, and then it just sits there.
It sits there on a desk, and nothing is being done.
On purpose.
I think it's just mass incompetence. A lot of people like to think of, conspiracy theories. I think the most, honest explanation for a lot of government failure is just complete stupidity. And this man does not know how to run an office of this size. He is a complete failure. He does not know how to administer an office that is responsible for the safety of over 10 million people in this county. And that's why he has to go.
You think he wants to prosecute some of these cases? But his whole system is so broken, they can't even bring someone to trial.
This office is dysfunctional at this point. Okay, it is completely dysfunctional. He has all these little pet projects around the county, and yet he doesn't focus in on the core mission of this office, which is to prosecute people. And in order to prosecute people, you have to bring you have to have the charges presented in front of you, which they have been. In these 13,000 cases.
13,000?
But he has refused to actually get more people in and also take people out of units that are not the core mission of this office. So that's the problem, right? You have a guy who does not know how to effectively administer an office of this size. look, I'm sure he'd be great at, you know, running an office of 10 lawyers and maybe a think tank. But that's about it. The guy is a disaster when it comes to running this office.
What do they do all day? I mean, if their main job is to prosecute criminals and there's 13,000 cases piled up, how do they spend their days?
I don't know. I'll tell you, for the past 8 months, I've been involved in three major trials. First trial was about six murders, 3 months. One was an attempt murder against a deputy sheriff, and the other one was just a murder of an LAPD officer. I know I'm in trial all the time. I know a lot of my colleagues are in trial a lot of the time, or most of the time. I mean, the line prosecutors are working extremely hard. The problem is when you have a person who does not know what the mission of the office is, nor how to administer that mission, that person needs to be replaced. And that's why I'm running.
All right. How can people find out more about your campaign?
You can go to ericforda.com. That's our website. Eric was with a C. So ERIC4DA.com.
All right. I'm sure I'll be talking to you again, Eric, in the future as people look to vote next year. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right, that's Eric Saddall, a guest on our show many times over, to talk about the LA County DA, George Gascon's policies. And, of course, he's vice president of the union for the deputy DAs and, of course, a deputy DA himself. And he's announced he would like to replace George Gascon. It's getting to be a pretty crowded field. There's at least, what, 4 or 5 other candidates? So when people vote in the primary next year, you know it's the top two thing. It's hard to believe, although I'd love it if Gascon didn't finish in the top two, but he's likely to. So it'll really come down to whoever comes out as the challenger to Gascon in next November.
I don't know why a single soul would want to live under Gascon's policies. Look how scared everyone is just to go shopping.
I know. But, you know, the people that vote in primaries, it's going to be a smaller bunch than the regular voters.
Why do you want to live like this?
Sometimes they are these nutty West Side progressives who believe that he's on the right path of criminal justice reform.
Why?
End prisons, John. End them.
Well, we've gotten pretty close, haven't we? Is everybody happy?
I know. And all these smash and grabs, there's no consequences. It's wonderful.
You guys had your run. Look what you did.
All right, we'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock, iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast.
Nobody's really sure why this happened yet, but at two separate malls, hundreds of miles apart in California yesterday, it was chaos. 1,000 juveniles were fighting at the Del Amo Fashion Center in Torrance? Could that number be real?
Must have been a social media event.
I know. And when they say juveniles, I'm trying to figure out, is that a 17-year-old or a 12-year-old or what is that?
Well, I heard on one
report. I go to that mall a lot. I was not there yesterday. Thank God.
You're going to die. Don't do that.
Well, nobody died. There was a report that perhaps one shot was fired. But yes, you're right. It looks like they're organized on social media.
Yeah.
To what? Come and cause chaos? Is that what the
appeal
is?
Well, yeah. It's instigated by smash and grab.
But they didn't rob, did they?
No, but it's created a whole atmosphere, a whole culture. You know what people are like.
It says they were fighting among themselves. So would they invite warring factions together?
Well, I heard one report there were gangs involved.
Yeah, I mean by factions. I'm sorry, groups of youths.
Yeah, right. What was that?
Quote Gavin Newsom.
groups of folks.
That's what he called them.
Yeah. So you had groups of folks who started to mix it up, and there's some kind of. I mean, you see this all the time, right? If you ever see a fight at a bar or a McDonald's, you see the video of it. Couples, people start fighting, and then other guys come flying out of nowhere. It's almost like an animalistic impulse. When they see the fighting go on, they get a surge in their own system, and they have to jump in and start fighting as well.
1,000?
Yeah.
When I heard this story yesterday afternoon, I thought, well, maybe it's a few dozen.
Well, mate.
Now I'm looking at the number, 1,000. Did they, no injuries, did they arrest anybody? The police got there from all sorts of different agencies and just wanted to scatter the crowd. That mall was shut down even past 7:30. The cops were still there for hours.
No, if this becomes a new trend.
Trend, yeah.
Then
no one's going to shop anywhere.
Where they're going to organize every weekend, 1,000 people. And you can do this in a matter of minutes online.
It's the same thing as the street takeovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess it is sort of like that.
No, this is social media destroying society.
But at least with the street takeovers, you watch the little people do their donuts and stuff. That's kind of cool, no? But just go to a mall and start fighting each other is bizarre.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's a video event, the street takeovers. This is just weird. I mean, doesn't look like they smashed into any stores or robbed anything. Some restaurants just bolted up their doors and closed
up. That's next, though.
It will be. You think it's going to happen next weekend, too?
This feeds into the whole atmosphere. The whole atmosphere is there's no consequences. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. You're not going to end up in jail. You're not going to end up arrested. Your parents aren't going to know. In fact, the more of us, we overwhelm the system.
Let me just take the position of an El Segundo Times columnist, John. Are they trying to tell us something? Is there something wrong with our society if mobs of young people are showing up to create chaos and fight each other in public?
Parents raised
Do we need to soul search?
Parents raise their children really badly now. Really badly.
Hey, where are you going? I'm just going down to the mall to fight some other kids. All right, have a good time.
Yeah. Did you ever think of that one? Did you know anybody who did that when you were a kid?
Went down to the mall to fight other kids?
To fight other kids. Go down to the mall to do smash and grabs.
Some toughs in my neighborhood who did sometimes, we'd hear reports of fights, right?
Yeah, small fights. Guys pushing and shoving each other.
If you know where Emeryville is, that's in the Bay Area. It's across from San Francisco near Oakland. Same thing happened in a mall there. Well, they were saying in this case it looked like about 150 young adults showed up at a mall there. There was a stabbing there, though.
Oh, I wonder what the timing was. Did the Del Amo one or the Emeryville one happen first? People started seeing it on social media, and that triggered others to say,
interesting that you say that. The Del Amo recall was 4 o'clock, and it's 4:30 up in Emeryville.
Yeah.
When the cops got their first call about people at a mall causing a disturbance.
And they were drawing big crowds at movie theaters because it was National Cinema Day, which sounds like one of those stupid social media holidays.
I missed that one,
No, they were selling tickets for like, you should have gone. Tickets were like $4 or $5.
Oh, no, that's an invitation to riffraff.
You know what? Yeah, you know what happens? When you're giving away stuff for free or cheap, morons show up. And morons will stand in line for hours just to, save $10 on the movie ticket.
It's very exciting. That didn't say they went to the movies. Del Amo does have a big movie complex there.
It's just a ridiculous species.
It's getting worse.
It's getting
every
worse.
Minute.
Yeah. No guardrails anymore. Nothing.
I like that. Guardrails.
No social guardrails.
All right. Johnny Kent Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, this story, the NBC News assigned three political geek analysts to it, but I do like the words. Sometimes we make fun of the El Segundo Times because they use words like reeling and brace.
And roiling.
The word this time is bristle. What do you look like, John, when you bristle? Like the hairs on your back go up or...
Yes,
when you bristle at something.
Like a porcupine.
Yeah, so you get you're offended in some way, right?
Yes.
You bristle. This is about the possible upcoming debate between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis. And who's bristling? Those inside the Joe Biden camp. They have some concerns about this. Also, Vice President Kamala Harris's allies also don't really understand this. Some Biden advisors have complained privately that the planned debate could make voters think Newsom is running a shadow 2024 campaign at a time where Democrats say they prefer a different candidate at the top of the ticket. Well, what does that tell you right there? You already have a problem. What does it matter what Newsom's doing? They want somebody else. Do you see you're going to cite the poll today?
The Associated Press poll.
Yeah.
77% of the country thinks Biden is too old to do
this. Too old. He should not have a second term. He's done.
Including 69% of Democrats.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I mean, I don't understand the 23% who don't think he's too old. How old does he have to get before you're convinced? What does it take? They must be just the idiot partisans who just won't ever say anything negative about their man, their daddy figure. But... No, they're both parties are really stuck because nobody has any courage. Nobody wants to say in public out loud that Biden is completely spent. I mean, that he's done. He's done. It's over. Good night, Joe. Tuck him in and sing him a lullaby. Why don't they all do that? And what they have here is the only guy who's running is Newsom. And if you're honest, right? See, nobody's honest. Be honest. Biden's done. Newsom runs. He looks good, right? He's got energy and he's bold. But you got to start explaining San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And that's just the beginning of it. In fact,
he did an interview with Politico recently where he said, I feel like I'm still mayor there. They keep dragging me back into it. Well, yeah. That set the tone for your future political life. Right. You were mayor there for quite a few years, and that started this tumble downward.
Right. So they're kind of stuck because, you know, Newsom looks good for, you know, about 5-10 minutes, and then it's like, oh, my God, have you seen California? I mean, have you gone to these California cities? Look at Los Angeles. We're halfway to San Francisco. San Diego's in rough shape. And then you start talking about the taxes, and it's all bad news out of here. It's all bad news. So they don't have anybody obvious to go to. And then, you know, the Republicans have their impossible Trump situation, which it's, you know, what's fascinating about a lot of Trump supporters is, like, I get why they support Trump, right? But you can't get them to understand that there's another world beyond the little bubble that you and your friends live in, and that Trump doesn't play with a lot of independent voters the way Newsom isn't going to play with a lot of independent voters.
They don't look at it that way. They only see themselves and those dang progressive socialist Democrats.
I know.
But they don't realize there is a collection of other people out there that are neither of those two groups.
40% of the country does not belong to the Republican or Democrat Party. 40%.
Do they vote, though?
They vote enough.
Yeah, I'm sure a percentage of them does, but sometimes with those people, they don't bother to show up, especially if they hate what's going on.
Let's just say 90%+ are going to vote for Trump on the Republican side. And even if Joe is on a life support, 90%+ will support Biden.
Yeah, especially if Trump is on the other side, right?
So the only group that matters, really, is the independents. And the independents think Joe is way too old, and they think Trump is a criminal. They do. And you can argue all day as to, you know, the deep state and this election interference and these charges are overblown. It's like they've made up their minds. Trump is a crook. Biden is senile. Now, what is that group going to do in an election? I have no idea. But but nobody speaks honestly like this.
Believe it or not, Kamala Harris has allies, and this story says that they're umbrage, John. Umbrage is another good word. They take umbrage.
You always take umbrage. Do you ever give umbrage?
I've never given umbrage, no.
I have some
they called it disrespectful. They think that the Newsom's trying to position himself for 2028. And he is. He's got a lot of campaign money. He ran a re-election campaign that was a cakewalk. He's got a lot of money. He might as well spend it on trying to enhance his stupid national image for either next year or in 2028. No. That's what he's doing. And that's what they all do.
And he's in the Garcetti zone. He effed up the state the way Garcetti effed up Los Angeles. He can't fix it, and he doesn't care anymore.
Right.
So you got to run for something bigger.
Oh, good Lord. It says here that the Republican debate that's coming up in Simi Valley at the Ronald Reagan Library, Newsom's going to show up there and be a surrogate for Biden. He's going to be walking around trying to talk to the media about what's wrong with the Republicans. I know everything. I'll tell you what's wrong.
Does anybody listen to that crap anymore? Does anybody tune in to the post game on Fox or CNN to listen to all the partisans spout their rehearsed talking points?
It's like people listen to sports talk radio. There's people that just love this stuff. They
can't be
they're not a big percentage. But
can't be too many, though. I mean, that's all.
They consume every little bit.
Let me guess what you're going to say. Go ahead. I'll say it for you. How's that?
Well, I'm going to bristle and take umbrage to all of that. We got more coming up. And what's next is, I believe, a new record on the John and Ken Show. Find out what that is. KFI AM 640 live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to try to clear up a few things dealing with the big fires in Hawaii. Saw a headline this morning, it was at Bloomberg News, that Hawaiian Electric's share price surged on reports that they said that they had turned off the power lines. So they couldn't have started the fire. Then I heard a story that, no, they're admitting that their power lines did cause some of the fires. Now, there was more than one fire that affected Hawaii and even Maui.
I think the electricity was running when the first fire went off. But then they shut down
They're blaming the firefighters for leaving before the thing kicked up again.
Both are true. if the story is right, the electric company turned off the electricity after the first fire. And then the firefighters left the scene, and the first fire became the second fire. It revived itself.
Right. The winds.
Right. So the second fire, which caused most of the damage, was not directly caused by the power lines coming down. It was because the fire department was incompetent. Everybody walked away. I mean, it's not like we haven't had wildfires in this country before. And these guys go on their fire junkets, right? They all travel together at conferences to exchange the latest information. Certainly the Hawaiian firemen knew that you don't walk away from a wildfire just because it looks as if you put it out because it's never.
I remember that happened in Orange County a few years ago. They did the same thing. One of the Orange County firefighting units, they left and it kicked up.
Because there's still
even bigger.
There's embers, and if you get a good gust of wind, the ember flies in the air. And
what, do you have to leave a small crew there to make sure?
That's what they always do. They leave
snuffing it out.
They leave crews around for weeks in California.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. All right. So Alex Stone is all over this story, and he'll join us after the news at 3 o'clock. I mentioned I think it's a new record on the John and Ken show, and the number is 65. That is the number of people that picked Bob Barker to die in the year 2023 in the John and Ken Ghoul Pool.
Right.
I don't recall that many picks for one well-known person. 65 people.
Yeah.
Of course, at 99,
99 and his level of fame, so I could see that.
And I have a feeling that these are people that picked him every year for like the last 20 years maybe, or 15 years,
Sure.
10 years.
And they think, well, he's got to go now. Well, he's got to go now.
I didn't realize he'd been off that show for 15 years already. It's 15 years of Drew Carey, huh? That time does
fly. I know.
Fly.
He still seems like the new guy.
It does, in a way.
I know.
He showed up a couple of times as a special appearance, but a salute to him. But
He didn't retire until he was 83.
Yeah. Well, it's not that tough a job, and he enjoyed it.
No, right? I know. I just...
You tape a few shows in one day, and you're done for a while.
God, as a kid, I remember his first show, Truth or Consequences. I loved that show.
Yes. It started in the 50s, I think.
Yeah.
And ran for quite a few
years.
Yeah,
it ran for almost 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. So the word is he doesn't want, and he did not want, any special memorial service, no special funeral. It's going to be a whole private burial thing. So gone. Nothing to follow up on. So... all right, so that was a record, 65 years. One of my favorite El Segundo Times columns today. Who is this writer? Let me see here. Oh, yeah, Marissa Gerber. Marissa Gerber was given an assignment called loneliness. According to federal health officials, John, right now we're seeing an epidemic of loneliness in the U.S. So what did she do with this assignment, Marissa Gerber? She wound her way to a grocery store where she found one woman at an Albertsons in Arcadia, an 83-year-old woman who's got one of those wheelchair shopping carts. So she's motorized, so she's up going up down the aisles. She skipped the self-service line and went right to the checkout stand so she could have a conversation with the cashier, because this is a cure for loneliness.
And this,
I stared at this story and I said, really?
This is the number one thing I cannot stand at grocery stores. It's people taking too long to check out because they have to chat with the cashier because they're lonely.
This woman has formed a 10-year relationship with this special cashier.
Why can't they meet at a local coffee shop and catch up? Why?
Not at a place of business where I need to buy my bagels.
I'm trying to check out because I got to go home. And I don't have time to waste. And these two ladies are going to be chattering away. No, no, no. This is what you do in your off time. But if you're working, don't waste my time.
Look at this. A supermarket chain in the Netherlands called Jumbo has created intentionally soul-moving lanes for older shoppers or anyone else who wants to chat with the cashiers.
Good.
The problem is to tackle loneliness.
By the way,
why doesn't the older woman like join a group? There's other senior citizens who might be lonely. Join a group, whether it's a bridge club or...
This idea that loneliness is epidemic. Loneliness is not a disease. You don't catch loneliness like you catch COVID. All right, loneliness means you are not going out and making connections. You're not making friends. That's what it means. So
you're isolating yourself. There are many things you could do, many clubs you could join. They're everywhere. I still get stuff stashed in my mailbox every day from the local community organization here, asking if you want to join or go to all these things.
So you're too lazy to go out and make connections with people. So you're going to squat for 10 minutes in front of me.
At the cash register.
Chattering with the cashier.
This happened to me last week, and I didn't show it, but I got pretty irate standing there.
I want to take...
I'm like, oh, my God, now two are going to have a conversation about your kids.
You know what? I grip my carriage really tight, and I want to take it and just boom, boom, just bang him out of the way.
You could go to another line.
Well, Well, there sometime isn't another line.
Oh, there's one grocery chain that I go to, and it's they only have one person. And the line is backed up halfway down the aisle leading into that register. And everybody's using the self-checkout. Not only do they have a lot of self-checkout registers, but they, and I don't mind using that. But
I use that too, but sometimes if I buy fruits or vegetables, you got to weigh all the crap. I don't want to deal with that.
No. So. And you can't buy wine there.
And then I always have the luck where, bing, have to call for an attendant.
Yes.
Something goes wrong with the transaction.
Right. And they have people as permanent attendants.
They do. Working. They do.
So I'm thinking, well, what?
And they're chatty too.
I know. It's like, I don't want to talk at the grocery store. You really have had to hit a dead end if you're talking to the cashiers. Jeez.
Coming up next. We'll be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. I've been following the fires in Hawaii, particularly, of course, Maui. And we'll get more information, particularly on Hawaiian Electric. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.